This is the Lo and Behold podcast. May the Lo be with you.
Okay, welcome back to the Lo and Behold podcast with me, Melvin. Today, Isaac is not in the building, but I have amazing special guests with me today, and I'd love them to introduce themselves. But before we do that, I just wanted to say a big thank you to all of you for listening to us, taking effort to click our link and listening to us from Instagram, from Anchor, from anywhere. We love you and we appreciate you. So our guests today, I have Yvonne and Austin, and I'd love them to introduce themselves. So ladies first.
Okay. My name is Yvonne Atena Oma. Yeah, I'm a first year 1.1 law student.
Okay.
Let me go further now. Yeah, I'm the second last born of four kids.
Okay. Yeah. Second last born.
Yeah. Okay. I've been the last one for 7 years before someone came and took my space. Cool.
They took your spot.
Yeah, my brother called Austin also.
Wow. Yeah. Your brother's called Austin.
Yeah, he's called Austin. Nice. Just go and say, yay, my friend, you think you got it? Yeah, I'm the second last born of the four. I am a swimmer. Yes, okay. I am. You shocked? Right. I am a swimmer. I love cooking.
Okay, what's your favorite meal to cook?
My favorite, I love pilau. That's why I get annoyed when people... You know, I went to someone's house and they made me pork ear soup. I was so annoyed. Jesus Christ.
But you love pilau?
Yeah, I love pilau. Okay. I love cooking generally. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a nice introduction. Yeah. You're welcome to the Lo and Behold podcast.
You.
So now, Austin, tell us about yourself.
So, I'm Austin Nganga.
But then Austin is looking really dapper today.
Yeah, hey, baby. Really?
they're really nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, I'm Austin Nganga Moreibu, and I'm also a first year 1.1 law student. And I'm doing.
You're doing. It's not like you.
It's not like me. I think we share the same likes with Yvonne. I also love swimming. I don't like cooking.
I think you told me you are the best swimmer.
Are you?
You actually showed me a YouTube video.
I showed him.
Of him. He has a video on YouTube where he's being number one. He's actually a good swimmer.
Go look at
that. But that video, it has discrepancies because you can't see his face. Okay, so you're a swimmer also?
I'm a swimmer, professional.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you several questions so that the viewers can know you better. And the first question is, do you believe in love at first sight?
No. Hey, that is not love at first sight. I really don't. Oh my God, I just get annoyed when I hear someone say, oh, that was love. What is that term again? Infatuation.
Infatuation.
That is not love. I feel love is so deep. It tells so much. For you to use a blanket statement and say, at first sight.
But I think...
No, you're kidding.
I think when we say... Anyway, let's hear, Austin. Yeah. Do you believe in first love? Do you believe in love at first sight?
I believe in love at first sight. I believe in love at first sight.
Have you fallen in love at first sight?
Not yet.
So, not yet.
I'm looking for that scenario where you hit people one another with a
book. Yeah.
What in the movie Chronic Sex?
That thing looks
actually nice. Saw a TikTok today of someone doing that. And then the lady was like, wait, zima your stuff.
I don't.
But anyway, so you guys,
you?
So personally, I think I believe in love at first sight.
Are you making me look?
Yeah.
And when I was in first year, like Austin, I also wanted to be in that position that you're walking to Hellstrom. And then when you're going for election, then it didn't happen, Austin.
You're still waiting.
I'm still waiting. Anyway. Okay, so what activity do you enjoy doing alone?
Alone?
Yeah, when it's only you.
Me, by myself? Yeah. I think listening to music. I love singing.
Okay.
Yeah, alone. Yeah.
Okay, but then what's your favorite music genre?
My favorite music genre has to be R&B. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so what do you love doing alone, Austin?
The male gender will discriminate me over this, but watching TikToks.
Watching TikToks, same. I think I'm addicted.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm addicted. So, Another question: if you were only to eat one type of food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's gonna be pilau. Yeah.
Okay, but they Austin can cook.
Yeah.
Nice pilau.
I've gone
to his house and he cooked pilau and guacamole. Hey, Austin bana.
I still don't believe it. Sir.
So for you it's pilau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think spaghetti.
You'll eat spaghetti for the rest of your life?
I eat spaghetti for the rest of my life.
For me, I think if I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat pizza for the rest of my life.
Oh, so it's junk. I thought you'd
see any type of food, any type of food, yeah.
Crisps. Is it crisps? Yeah,
crisps. Crisps, yeah. Okay.
You
still remain with
spaghetti / chapati.
Okay. Mm. All right. So this one is weird. What is your most embarrassing childhood memory?
It's not very childhood. I don't know why I have it on top of my mind. It's not very childhood. I think it was being on a matatu with a large box of pizza.
Ah, so that everyone was like watching you. You're feeling embarrassed.
It was so embarrassing. When I say it to people, they don't feel the.
They don't feel
any embarrassment.
So you're just carrying
your
pizza.
When it's practical, when you're there, I'm trying to hold this.
Oh,
thing.
Guy.
I'm having shakes on this side.
Wow.
So I get to the matatu. When I alight, these kids, but everyone's just, hey, madam, guy, and I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed.
I'm like, Jesus.
Hey, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Please, when I say it, it's not as embarrassing.
Yeah, but
as
I get. But sorry, but that's in line with what you're going to talk to about today. So stay.
Right.
Stay on the podcast. Okay. Don't touch the dial. Austin, what's the most embarrassing childhood memory you have?
Now that you've made me think of it, I think, okay, when I was in class 3.
Class 3. It had to be class 3.
It had to be class 3. So there's this girl I had really liked.
Hey, class 3.
I started
Mapema.
Okay. Mapema the best.
Yeah. Mapema the best.
Mapema the best. When I was in class 3, I wrote a letter. I cannot forget. I wrote this letter to a girl, and then there was this other one, same gender, the girl, another girl. I think she was jealous. She took that note and took it to the new teacher.
To the teacher,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
it was read.
Yeah,
in
it was read in class. Wow! That's tough,
have you
man.
Healed?
Huh? I'm not here.
Did your parents know, Ama?
They didn't know. Oh. I lucky.
Have you healed since then?
I'm still trying.
Hey. Wait.
Okay. The next question is, what makes you dislike someone?
Definitely behavior and hygiene and scent. Scent.
Hey,
I have to go.
You go serious.
I'm gonna cancel all of them. Scent. Yeah, scent.
Do I smell nice?
I wish the listeners could smell.
Yeah.
But
I'm still friends with you, so.
So you're good for you.
Yeah, scent is
okay.
Very.
What
good
about
for
you?
Scent and hygiene.
Scent and hygiene. Okay.
I think character.
Character.
Character. You must have a good character.
Mm.
That's big for me.
Okay. So for me, disliking someone, I think both. I mean, character, whatever. But how you treat people. For example, I think all of you know that saying that how someone treats a waiter tells you a lot about how they are. So, yeah, character would also say the same. Okay, so let me ask the next question. So, what are your five core personal values that you, if you have?
Am I running on vibes? five core values
that you have.
I think I'm very caring. Mm-hmm. That is one. Okay, you're still. Yeah, I am. Continue. I'm not.
Are you
I am.
You're caring.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're really my friend, really value my friend. So, yeah, I'm really there for
your friends. You show up.
I show up big time.
Okay, it doesn't have to be five. Just name like a core value that you believe in and you imbibe in your life?
Yeah, I try to be patient. I try. Sometimes I really lose patience with people, but I just breathe in and out and say, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what about you, Austin?
I feel like I really value loyalty.
Loyalty. True. I agree. Okay, I think one of the last questions I'll ask is, what is your definition of success? I got you off guard.
Definition of success.
What is success to
you? Damn, Melvin.
What will you do? What, you know, everybody has their own view of success. And I think we usually want to share it with people. That's why when some people, when they go and eat pizza, and to them it's success, they'll post it on their status like, wow, I'm in Pepino's, I'm eating, Nona. Some people see success as having a bottle of Hennessy. That's why they'll share it. So what will you define as success to you?
That is deep. What would I define success to me? I feel like really growing as a self, as a person, being self-aware.
Self-awareness.
Wow. With a certain state of calmness. In a certain position that I'm very comfortable with myself.
So self-acceptance.
Yes, self-awareness, financial stability.
Hey, kwanza yoyo, nilikuwa nashanga mnasema nini hapa, sijui self-worth.
For financial stability to come through, you really need to have worked on yourself.
You feel...
For it to come through and for it to be maintained and stay there for long, because it comes at any time, you know. But you really need to be somewhere with yourself. For it to last longer.
That's facts. Yeah. So what is your definition of success, Austin? Wewe ni vibes tu.
Na pesa, what you scare you?
But I feel like success is relative. Like success to me should not be the same to you.
Yeah. I agree.
Because like relation to cats, I'd get a 3 and I'm content with that, and that is success.
Yvonne said shin. But yeah, it's relative, yeah. Okay, but that's why I'm asking, what now to you now? What will you determine as success? What is it? Is it something you will do? Is it something you will think about? What is it?
Something you're content with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is my
that's success. Like something you're content with.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you say contents you?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Last. Mm-hmm. How do you define beauty?
Beauty.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Melvin. Those questions, where are they from? Hey.
Yeah, that's why it's the Lo and Behold podcast, man.
Beauty is so broad, so diverse. I would love to say to God, I feel like when I'm defining beauty, it has stages. There's physical beauty. There's mind beauty, there's emotional beauty.
Which one appeals to you, by the way, the most?
Physical beauty, come on.
Physical beauty. Okay. So, physical beauty, what physical features get you?
Hey, you guys are... Don't judge me, please. Yeah,
no judging. This is a safe space.
I'll say eyes.
You look at the eyes?
Yeah.
Hey.
Your mom.
Yeah.
I can now see
what you I'll say eyes and nose and shoulders.
And shoulders. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Austin? What is your definition of beauty?
I think beauty comes also with confidence. So I feel like if you're confident with yourself, you're
beautiful if you're confident.
Okay,
very interesting. I'm not going to answer this. But that was the first segment of the Q&A question. Please let us know which questions you want us to ask the next guests that will be.
Keep the conversation going. You can follow our podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lo and Behold.
You're welcome back from our commercial break, and we have amazing people. They have amazing views, and today's topic is one of the most talked about in this present day and age, and it's none other than mental wellness. How is your mental health? But if you're listening to us, how is your mental health? How are you really? Okay, so let me start by asking you, Yvonne, what do you consider?
I thought you're gonna pick Austin.
Okay. We can start with Austin, why not? So Austin, what is mental health according to you?
Mental health. A lot come to me. Hey,
I know the feminists are wilding because it's mental health and not women. Tall help. That's a very legal joke.
That's a dad joke.
But what's mental health to you?
Mental health. You being sane and comfortable and just being okay mentally.
Being okay mentally. Okay. All right. What about you, Yvonne?
Mental health. I'd say it's being in a state of calmness.
State of calmness.
Calmness is very huge for me.
Yeah. Do you do yoga?
I try meditation sometimes.
Meditation.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you meditate?
It really clears your mind. Mm.
So you have a nap or something?
I put meditation music. I slow down. Yeah. I make coffee. I've learned it from my dad. Yeah, my dad is the best.
Oh. Well, yeah. Shout out to Yvonne's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a state of calmness, self-awareness, being comfortable with where you are at that moment, and being present for yourself at that time.
Mm.
Yeah, that is.
That
I
is
feel
mental.
When you accomplish that, you're well mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a very stable position.
Okay.
Mentally.
I kind of agree with that, but for me, mental health is actually being present.
Being present.
Yeah, like being here.
Yeah.
Because your mind, you know, I think according to many people, I don't want to go into details, but you are actually a spirit and you have a soul, which is the mind now, and you live inside this body. Is that too deep? So the spirit is like the real you, and it has a mind. The spirit, the you, the actual you has a mind, and that mind can be far. Unaona. And sometimes you're not present. Like you can be going through life, unaona, you're going to class, but you're not actually in the class. And sometimes it can be you're living in the past or you're living in the future too much. Unaona, you're thinking about what if this happens, what if that happens. You're stressing too much. So mental health to me would be being present. Yeah. So I'm gonna ask, how are you feeling now that we're talking about mental health? How are you feeling personally?
Am I feeling personally?
Are you okay mentally?
I'm quite okay. I'm not 100% okay for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You can never be 100% okay because even in stress, we have levels of stress. Do you guys know that? You don't. That's why you came. So we have distress, which is like the negative side of stress, like where you're distressed, you know, sometimes it can show in the way you dress. Like you can be like, everyone knows you dress nicely, but all of a sudden like things are looking like, what's up, like your hair is out of place, you know, that's distress. You being distressed. she has been distressed before.
The past 1 week
you've been distressed. Yeah. And then now there's stress, I think the normal stress, I don't know. And then there's EU stress, which is good stress. Like I need to do well, I need to put my stuff together, which is pushing you to do the right things. I don't know if you get it. It's called EU stress.
EU.
Yeah. Okay. So you're okay, you are not 100% okay, but you're okay.
EU
you have the EU stress.
Yeah. So there's good stress.
There's good stress. Okay. And you actually need good stress to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Research, you will see.
Stress at all was...
You thought that stress, someone says I'm stressed. No, you can have actually positive stress. Like, I don't want to go into details now, but if you're listening to us, you can go deeper and find out the levels of stress and tell us in the comments. Spotify has a feature where you can tell us your thoughts. What did you do? I'm going to ask you, Austin, what did you do today that made you feel good?
that made me feel good.
Yeah. Apart from wearing the suspenders.
And a pink shirt. Nice.
And a pink shirt.
Yeah.
Mm. It's nice. I actually like pink, yeah.
Yeah.
So apart from the suspenders, I never knew. What have I done today?
You've come to the podcast, man. Jokes, jokes.
So I feel like today, what have I done? I may have not admitted today.
You've not done anything good that you consider I've done something. I've done something good.
Well, I was in a presentation today and I didn't check.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good because I think another aspect of mental health is anxiety. Mm. So you didn't shake, like,
that was
it was
nice.
Easy. Okay. Mm. That's nice. So I'm going to ask, what is something that, now that I think all of you have done something good, but what would you do to make your day
better?
Better.
I do a movie.
You do, it's Friday night, you're going to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow is my friend's birthday, shout out to her. So we
have text birthday is tomorrow.
So we have a hype.
Happy birthday in advance text.
Happy birthday text.
So you have like a hype to
so you have plans.
So excited about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's gonna make my week better.
Yeah.
I've not been to tomorrow.
Yeah, but
it's my highlight.
It's your highlight.
Yeah.
Amazing. So Austin, what are you grateful for right now?
Grateful for.
Yeah. In relation to mental, whatever, like, what are you grateful for?
Well, even your questions are deep.
Today we're taking it deep. I know we usually have jokes and stuff,
yeah.
But today, and even if you're listening to us, what are you grateful for?
So, what am I grateful for? My head is ungrateful. I'd say maybe I'm grateful for, let's just say life.
Life.
I'm grateful for life.
Thank God for life, yeah.
Thank God for life.
Amazing. I think, yeah, same. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for this platform. Can you imagine? Today I watched a TikTok and the guy was saying that, can you imagine how rich you had to be in this GBC or something for you to have music playing as you wash dishes? And now you can wash dishes while you are listening to a podcast. You can wash dishes while you're listening to your music you want on YouTube. Unaona? You can be, yeah. If you're if you want to listen to a podcast, it usually goes well if you're doing something. Don't say, I want to sit down and listen. Listen to a podcast while you're doing something. That's how I do it. But you see, I'm grateful for that, for this platform that I'm in this present moment, like I'm in 2022. Like some people are not there, but me, I'm there. So that's what I'm grateful for. Yeah. What are you guys thinking about? Amma, the questions are too deep. Okay, so this one is crazy. How have you been sleeping?
Hey, my sleep cycle sleep is the worst.
Sleep is very pertinent when it comes to your mental health. Yeah. So do you have a regular sleeping schedule?
I was really, because part of trying to be healthy, be there and be present.
Yeah.
You really need to take time for yourself. And
yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping is part of you taking time for yourself. But yesterday was messed up. We had presentation, we had group work. I had to wake up at 2 so that I can have mastery of whatever I was going to do.
Yeah. And that's law
well.
School,
that's
by the way.
That's a plus for me. Yeah. It will get better with time, but no, it's
does
very
it
unstable.
Better?
See, let me be pessimistic. I don't want to be
optimistic.
Let me be optimistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so me, I'm going to say it's better if you're pessimistic. Because there's this guy, he's called Dr. Jordan Peterson, he's a psychologist. He says that it's better to have pessimism than optimism. In the sense that, I'm not saying that don't be optimistic. Hope for the worst.
Yeah.
That's if something good happens, you'll be like, wow, this
wow,
is good,
right.
But I expected, yeah, like reduce your
expectations
to zero. I think there's a TikTok on that.
Yeah.
Reduce your expectations to zero.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was saying that reduce expectations and expect less from people. But now in relation to sleep, even me, I've been having irregular sleep patterns, but I think it comes with law school. But you need to find a balance and take time off, especially on weekends if you can. to recover, because this body, you have to give it time to rest, you know. And then now, the next question is, if you wrote a letter of forgiveness to yourself, what will it say? You know, we can sometimes we forgive everyone else except ourselves.
Something has gone deep. She's in a CC. If I were to write a letter of forgiveness
yes,
to myself.
Yes.
I feel like it's never that serious.
You will tell yourself it's never that serious.
It's never that serious. Because I remember, I wouldn't say my grade, but
only for
30 years.
So like I missed the mark to become a doctor, yeah. And it was something that was it was something that
pain.
They all wanted, you know.
Yeah.
I also wanted it, but they also wanted it, you know. People.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's never that serious. Now that I'm doing law, I feel like it's the best.
Wow. Hey, I felt that one, because even me, I wanted to do medicine.
I had your podcast.
Yeah, you had my podcast. Yeah. What about you, Yvonne? What would you write to yourself?
What would I write to myself?
Yeah, for forgiveness.
For forgiveness. Sometimes be patient with yourself. Take time with yourself and for yourself. Sometimes don't make people's problems your problem.
Yeah, by the way.
Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself.
Put you first.
Put you all the I am very defensive.
Yes.
I am very. Now, that is a part where I try as much as possible not to allow anyone to get to me to that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for me, if I'm going to write a letter of forgiveness to myself, I will say I'm sorry for doubting myself, Bana.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm doubting myself, and then you meet people and it's like, despite whatever you thought was not happening in your life, ama was happening in your life, you actually inspired them, you know? Yeah, not in a arrogant way, but like, yeah, don't doubt yourself. I think I doubt myself too much, and I'll say sorry, Melvin, for that. Okay, so the next question, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
You say you're gonna complain, sana. So what's an end that I see? How do you encourage yourself on a bad day?
On a bad day.
Yeah.
Heaven is the goal.
Heaven is the goal.
No, sorry, for real.
Amma, do you guys have affirmations?
I have a mantra that I say. Yeah.
What's your mantra?
Sometimes be patient with yourself.
Be patient with yourself.
That takes you so far. Yeah, just be patient. Take time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take time with yourself, because people will go, but you need to be there.
Yeah, you'll be there. Wow.
Take time. That is one of my mantras. I work with so many mantras, but that is.
Do you guys have like CGI affirmations printed, and then
umezieka
mali?
That's too much.
But it works. It works. Just wake up and say.
I am wealthy, yeah. Sanjay. What? Hey, people love affirmations.
I am wealthy.
It's
rich.
Cringy.
I am healthy.
It's weird.
I am wealthy. I am
it's
healthy.
It's weird. But sometimes it works. It goes ways. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Austin?
Something I do to I feel
encourage.
Like, I normally don't tell myself this nowadays, but I used to tell myself that I should take one day at a time.
You used to tell yourself.
Yeah.
What happened?
Is
it this?
The life is life thing.
Life is life.
But yeah, take one day at a time. For
and
me,
I'm not even an adult, like a full adult, and I'm just wondering what is a scam.
Adulting is a scam by day. I think we should do an episode on that, because no one prepared us for this. Anyway, if I'm going to encourage myself, I think if you're the type of person to write affirmations and put them on your mirror, bathroom mirror, to remind yourself, that's okay. But I think for me, true belief stems in the inside. Sometimes, Unona, if you say something a lot, it means sometimes it's because you don't believe. You get. I don't know if you guys get. But sometimes the things you believe so much in the heart is because we don't usually say them, and we say them casually, Unona. Yeah, so I would say, just work on the inner person, like the inner you, like the one inside you, the real you. Because if someone loves you for who, how you look, you will change in a few years. You're gonna, you know, you're gonna change. Maybe you'll be better, no, or maybe they'll find somebody better. So work on the inside person. That's what I would say. And yes, if you are listening to us, please let us know how you keep yourself sane, how you encourage yourself, how do you write your affirmations and stuff like that. Okay, so now as we finish up on mental health, I think mental health right now, there's a lot of pressure. And the pressure is getting worse.
Yes, sir. It's not even and it's worse, because it's painful.
When you go to social media,
yeah.
How many of you have gone on social media and you saw someone your age or younger doing better than you in life? And it makes you feel like, what am I doing in my life? What am I doing with myself? Am I serious? Have you felt it like that before?
Yeah.
Mm. You said Masai Mati.
Have you seen? Hey, I'm even
speaking. Imagine somebody asked me, ati, who do you simp for?
Masai.
She's 18 and she's...
Now, right now, she's 18.
Yeah.
She's legal.
She's legal, yeah.
She's just a dream.
Yeah. But you're also a dream, by the way. I'm not saying this.
Where the ghetto?
I'm not saying it because you're on the podcast, but
yeah.
that's actually what we're talking about, like mental wellness. You have to believe in yourself. Because do you think Masai Martin wakes up and says, I mean, I don't know, but do you think she goes and says, oh, Yvonne, she thinks she's the one. You get. But anyway, people are different off screen and stuff like that. So you never know. But how do you cope with that personally? And do you think money does money help you become mentally stable?
To some level, yeah.
To some level.
I want to do something for myself. Sometimes it requires money. Not every day you're going to wake up, want to stroll it, have fresh air. Sometimes you just want to buy
to nice spoil yourself.
Like in Sumatoka Kuina.
I don't like you.
She's going to eat.
No, it's out of choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of choice doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they,
yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of people are bending down 1 hour.
I actually came to learn of that term very recently.
Oh, very recently.
That. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It has been trending for some time, by the way.
For sure.
That means you are somewhere.
If you've never heard of that term.
Okay, what about you, Austin? How do you deal? Like, you went on social media and now you feel, what am I doing with my life?
As I said, success is relative.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes.
So, my three out of 10 in that cut is better than that.
Yeah. Get a three. I need to see your paper. Guy.
But I feel like success is relative. So like me believe in one day at a time. Nitaanza kujikumbusha hivyo. I'll start reminding myself that.
Yeah.
So like one day I'll be there.
You'll be there. And yes, let me tell you something that helps me personally, and that is time. Everybody is on their own timeline. Like Masai Martin is on her own time. To use her as an example, is on her own timeline, and the kind of background she has is different from yours.
Yes.
And she can't be you on a even on a bad day or on a good day. So give it to time. If you had an opportunity to see yourself in the next 5 years, you'll be surprised that wow. That's if you're taking the right decisions, of course. Because you can also be shocked, wait, this is how I came to. But now we are thinking in the positive sense, right? So just give it to time. For example, you came to law school. You're saying, oh, man, this person knows all the case laws to my exam, to the exams. This person knows how to present. Just give it to time. And soon you're going to be that good or even better. So give it to time. Work on yourself. Just trust the process, Onona. And someone was asking, why shouldn't the process trust me? But anyway, I don't know. But trust the process. So trust the process in the sense that work on yourself, Onona. Keep believing. If you tell yourself one day at a time, keep telling yourself, Onona. Remember, it's you versus you.
Yeah, and it really goes a long way. like that self talk.
Yeah.
Keep reminder every day. It really, in as much as you do not see it sometimes instantly, mm-hmm. sometimes you look back and you're like,
it's really true, because that self talk, it really prevents something like self sabotage.
Yeah.
Because people really self-sabotage themselves.
But some people, the talk they have is self-sabotage. That's why I was going to say, watch the people around you.
I'm very keen. Me?
Yeah, the people you keep around to you.
When I notice...
You dip. Oh, jeez.
Let me tell you, I'm very big with myself, like protecting my peace.
Your peace, yeah.
I'm big with that. When I just notice...
You're out. So I am saying this in the sense that maybe sometimes, you know, sometimes things can get thick. So maybe if you know that, wow, if I go to Austin Manzi, I'll feel better. Yeah. If I talk to Austin Manzi, if I talk to Austin, some people, especially those maybe who are older or maybe who have done what you've done before. I'm talking in relation to law school, because law school can get crazy, you know. Sometimes you need to just find somebody who has gone through it and, hey, man, I'm struggling with this. And then they'll tell you, by the way, simple like this, you know. So find people who you can help you during bad times, you know. Like the way Jalango was saying that, how do you know your true friends? You call them when you're in a crisis. I don't advocate for that, but just know the people around you. Mm. And
that is toxic. You want to call your sometimes friends.
Exactly. That's what I'm sometimes. Saying.
Don't always be the big person. You're gonna hurt yourself.
You want to cut off people based on that?
No, I didn't say. Don't judge me. No, can't you say it that way?
Okay. Anyway, as we bring this to a close, thank you so much for staying with us to this end. We don't take it for granted. So I wanted Yvonne and Austin to share their socials or give their last remarks or whatever they wanna say, and then give out their social media. Okay, let's start with the lady.
Hey, what I'm gonna say, really, I'm still appreciating my dad. Yeah, I don't know, he's
your dad. Make sure he listens to this podcast.
Yeah, he's really there for us, guys. Like, really, if there's someone that I'm appreciating this year, it has to be him. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned so much from him. His fashion sense, I hear people saying, hey, you look nice. I'm just like, You should see my dad.
Your dad is the man, yeah?
I've not seen anyone. He's the coolest. Yeah.
Well, your dad hasn't met my dad.
Hey, he's the coolest.
Anyway. Yeah. It's like it's giving... Babango atakupiga. Atapiga babako. Anyway. Babango.
Yeah.
So what is your socials?
On Instagram, _y.oma. Same to TikTok.
_y.oma. Okay. Yeah. All right, so even TikTok,
yeah.
Snapchat, are you on Snap? Okay. Do you want people to add you on Snap?
Hey,
you don't do, okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Austin?
Okay.
You can speak.
I don't know the name of the... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, my finishing remarks, I'd be like, thank you, Melvin, for hosting us. It's been nice. It's been a nice time.
Some people are not grateful.
So thank you for hosting us. It's been really nice.
Musema, thank you for hosting us.
Hosting us.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a dad joke, man. So like, it's been nice. It's been vibes, and I feel like mental health should be something that is enough for kuweka more emphasis. Because people out there are really struggling. People are not well. People are not naive. Because if you have somebody you can talk to, please do. Nikubied.
Just a little bit. Also, sometimes make sure you try as much to take care of people that take care of you. Because sometimes they go through so much. Don't focus.
But there's some people are always there for people, and then no one shows.
No one shows up.
That's how you can even commit suicide.
Yeah. Remember to take care of your people, take care of your parents, take care of your guardians, take care of your friends, take care of people around you. Don't always say it, oh, he's always coming through for me, she's always coming through for me. Mm. Are you always going through for them?
Yeah. All right. Austin, your socials?
My socials are at I am Ravi. Simp.
If you go to Instagram and search simp, you'll get him.
You'll find me. I'm a Mima.
He's a meme lord. Mima. Oh, Mima, whatever. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to this podcast.
Thank you, Mel.
See you next time.
This is the Lo and Behold podcast. May the Lo be with you.